This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature, whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com or I do it. And what he's doing right now is his weekly spot with us. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty average, Gio. You know what that would be like, I guess. So,
well, you know, number one, you should not be pretty average when you're on your Balance of Nature. By the way, tell them I said thank you for getting me my stock. I'm all set and ready to roll.
And I've been taking it every day.
Yeah, so we're feeling pretty good. We're not average. Maybe you're average,
happy.
But we're not.
Okay, well, you're lying to yourself. That's all I can say. You know, but, I mean, you know, listen, Gio.
Yeah.
Balance of Nature has been great to me. You're taking it. It's going to help you. It sure as hell can't hurt you.
Right.
And so we know that.
That is true.
Can't get any worse.
Hey, they're doing a great thing. They're helping your radio station. They're helping me. So quit making fun of me. It's starting to
We love you. We love you. We can't wait to see you this Sunday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no, how about that? Oh, my God.
It's going to be great. That's Philly at the Giants, you and me in the booth with Jerry Recco, Gio down on the sideline.
Yeah, we're going to need double dose of Balance of Nature that day.
It's going to be a long straight day. I'm going to bring the tequila for the broadcast. Is that all right?
No, it's not all right.
All right, okay.
No, you can't afford to take a couple shots of tequila, my God. No matter what, who knows what will come out of that mouth of yours, but that's a different story.
Well, you know what, I'm going to take it seriously. I'm looking forward to it, and in all honesty, it's a Giant. They have to win the game. They have to win the game. We always say this every week. They got to score some touchdowns at home, but first I want to start with the Jets, and let's get into it. So Aaron Rodgers, after the game, basically throws his wide receiver under the bus. Do you agree with me that was the wrong way to go about it?
Look, I guess you got to be who you are, and it upset him so much. I did watch it to see what he was talking about. I kind of understand it, but, oh, my gosh, to do that, no. I mean, I don't think you ever did it. I know I never did it. I might have thrown a coach under the bus every once in a while with some of the decisions, but not my teammates. And I thought that was pretty rough, but that's the way it is. Now you got Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, Mike Williams. Boy, it's going to be tough to get some catches, that's for sure, for you.
I mean, I'm just going to give you a simple question here, and I'm hoping for a non-simple answer. Is Aaron Rodgers playing well?
He's playing okay. I mean, it's not quite what we expect from him, but I got to say all this is I think they're going to – the offense, I did notice a difference in it. Did you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they ran the ball with Breece Hall better than they've done the entire season, and they were taking more chances down the field, yes. But then still in the critical moments where you can win the game, you're making mistakes, too many penalties, and obviously another interception.
Yes, I agree with everything you're saying there, but I think what they did is they used Aaron Rodgers was in the shotgun almost every play of the whole game. So that's one thing, and I think that's where he's comfortable. It's what's best for him. Running the football, yes, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, between them, they're a great combination. But I do like the fact that they ran more play action. I do have hope for the offense. They moved the pocket around. They had a flea flicker in the game. So it's Todd Downing, I thought, did a really good job for his first game, what he was trying to get accomplished. And I think it'll go forward from there. And Davante Adams will make a difference. You know, he's a big target, still a good route runner, all those things. So it's going to help the offense for sure.
We're talking to Phil Sims. You know, Phil, Davante Adams says he's ready to go. He's 100%. They start practice today for Sunday night's game in Pittsburgh. I can't imagine that he's not going to be starting. I got to believe that he's going to be right in the middle of this. I'm assuming that he is in shape. I know that Antonio Pierce was talking about business decisions a couple weeks back, you know, intimating right. that there were some issues with Davante Adams off the field, which obviously ultimately led to his trade here finally. But your expectations for Davante and Aaron right out of the gate.
Hey, my expectations are full speed. Here we go. You know, it's not like, oh, he's going to take three games to get involved or get a feel for the Jet offense. He's going to know it, the verbiage, what they say in the huddle. He's going to understand all that with his years in Green Bay. And I don't know exactly what they did out in Las Vegas, what system they were running. Whatever it is, he doesn't want to run that anymore, and I don't blame him. But I think he will be a factor. I thought it was pretty funny. He says, hey, I want to thank the Raiders training staff for getting me ready. Just happened to be this week. He's ready. So
he's ready. All right.
Him saying that, but yeah, he caught me. Yeah, I had a good laugh over
all
that.
All right, Toby, so. Do you think we're going to see Russell Wilson on Sunday night?
And, you know, listen, I think Justin Fields has done a pretty solid job so far this year with that offense and what they ask him to do. Only one interception so far this year, if I'm right. I'm not sure. I didn't look up the numbers, but I remember doing that last week. But Justin Fields was really, really shaky against the Raiders, and that had to put a little fear into the Pittsburgh coaches and even maybe the teammates that it's just so limited what they do on offense when he's out there. And we know they want to run the football. They're extremely conservative on the offensive side. If Russell Wilson's out there, I would expect it to open up more. And they got to do it, too. You just can't. The way they're playing, they're 4-2. But I don't think you can sustain what they try to do every week to win the game 17-13. Too hard to do in the NFL.
Davante Adams, not the only wide receiver to get traded yesterday. Amari Cooper to the Bills. I feel like the way that Josh Allen plays, I mean, there's like, I feel like he's got 15 guys to throw to every single time he drops back and runs around. So, I mean, maybe the target share gets a little bit more condensed and you see more of just Cooper, Shakir, and maybe Dalton Kincaid. But tell me from your perspective what Amari Cooper does for this offense in Buffalo.
Well, they needed him bad, I think, when you look at it. There was no guy, no receiver on the team that was, you just go, I'm going to look at him because he's got man-to-man coverage. It's one-on-one, and he's going to win that battle. And, you know, when you talk about Buffalo and you want to stop their offense, just don't try to rush the passer so much. Just make Josh Allen throw from the pocket, and it's going to be tough for them. You know, think of all the plays he made outside the pocket. I mean, it seemed like about half their yardage in the whole football game against the Jets was him moving, getting out of the pocket, making the throws down the field. And, of course, we know that's great. And then the play of the game, at the end of the game, it's, what was it, 3rd and 4 or 5. What do you think they're going to do? I said, it's got to happen with Josh Allen. They're going to either run it, they're going to move him, whatever, to try to make that play. And the Jets lost contain and let him get outside. So I kind of say that again this week for the Jets. Keep the quarterback in the pocket. It doesn't matter who it is in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. If you do that, you have a really good chance, I think, of winning the game.
Let's talk about our game on Sunday, the Eagles at the Giants. The Giants now lose Andrew Thomas at left tackle. The futility at home offensively to score touchdowns is so frustrating for all of us who want to see more out of the Giants offense, expect more out of the Giants offense. I'm expecting Malik. I thought Malik Nabers was going to play last week because he went to a concert the week before. And I guess it's going to concerts is okay, but playing in an NFL game is not, especially when you're in concussion protocol. I can't imagine doing that. But I would expect that we're going to see him this week. What can we kind of expect from the Giant offense, especially if he's back on the field without Andrew Thomas?
Well, the Giants have to find a way. In the NFL, I don't care who you are and what team, you can't consistently just go out and march your way down the field and everything goes right. You need big plays, and the Giants are not getting big plays at all compared to the rest of the teams in the NFL. So, and they're trying. I mean, Brian Daboll draws them up. They've had chances to hit them down the field. They missed. And I got to say that to Daniel Jones, when these big throws down the field, you got to start hitting them. You can't overthrow it, throw it too short, whatever. And that's what they need. And look, this Philadelphia defense, it's not what we've seen in the past, if you ask me, watching them. They don't get to the quarterback as well as they used to. The secondary's got some young guys over there. So I think there'll be chances for the Giants to make some plays against this defense. I mean, they got a rookie guy playing the nickelback position. They got a rookie corner. So Malik Nabers is out there. This group, they got to find a way to get some plays down the field. That's the biggest thing I see when I watch the Giants offense, and I see that against the Philly defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Too.
You know, I feel like I talk about this incessantly when it comes to Daniel Jones, Deshaun Watson. For whatever reason, when they play in front of their home fans, it's just not the same as when they're playing away from home. And I know early on in your career, you had to deal with a lot of what Daniel's dealing with now, and then all of a sudden it turned around for you, and maybe it was the coach, who was the better team around you and everything else. Oh, like, what advice would you give Daniel to say, like, just screw it and just let it rip? I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how to advise him to play better at home. I don't know what the words are.
Oh, man, good question. I mean, listen, we don't know what he's thinking and how he feels. But, you know, sometimes you just got to, as you know, I've had coaches say, can't be afraid to go down in flames. In other words, you can't go out there and try to play perfect. And I think sometimes that's what it is. Hold the ball a little too long, trying to place the ball perfectly. Man, when you're throwing it deep down the field, let it go. Don't underthrow, whatever. But to me, there's got to be a confidence, a belief in what you're doing, the play calls and all that. And I know that sounds funny, but it's real. When you feel confident out there, and of course you need plays to reinforce what you want to feel. They're not getting that. But, man, when you're playing at home, the crowd wants to be behind you. The Giants just got to give them some reasons to do that. And, of course, the biggest part of that is Daniel Jones. And they have had some plays down the field to hit. They're not hitting them, but it's not enough. It's not enough chances and not enough open guys deep down the field. And if they do that, because the Philadelphia defense, this is not the great rushing team, pass rushing team we've seen in the past. I think the Giants can protect, and it should work out pretty well. I know they lost the left tackle, but there'll be some opportunities there, I think, for Daniel Jones and his offense to make big plays this week.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Sims on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Nick Sirianni seems like a guy to me that's not long for that job after what happened this past offseason, putting all the pressure on him. He's screaming at his own fans. He seems like he's just unraveling in front of our eyes. What do you see from Nick Sirianni and the Eagles right now, him as a leader?
Oh, man. Well, I think you said it all. I don't understand it. Just coach the team. Quit worrying about everything else. I mean, my gosh, I can't, for a coach, I don't think I've ever seen that in their home stadium start yelling at the fans. So when I saw it, I just went, you're right, Jill, you said it right. It's like, I'm trying to get fired. That's what I feel like when I watch it. And then, you know, the whole conversation, him and the quarterback talk, we got to get in harmony. I can't remember ever talking like that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, not with the guy that you played for, that's for sure. Well, there's harmony between you and him.
Well, Boomer, do you ever say something like that about the coaches you had wherever you went? I can't believe you did.
No. It's a different time. You know, it's a completely different set of circumstances. Yes.
Hey, that's another thing, too. I know it's a different time. You can coach the players. I mean, it seems like everybody's afraid to do certain things with their team and the players and all that now. They're not that tender. You can still coach them hard and hold them. You know, I get sick of hearing this. We're going to hold them accountable. Well, I sure as the hell don't see that with a lot of teams. And I don't see that with Nick Sirianni. I just can't imagine players coming out and saying things that are really negative about you to the head coach, and he just takes it and lets it go. So that's just my thoughts.
All right, so.
But I will say this real quick.
Yep.
The Philadelphia offense, keep the quarterback in the pocket.
Yes.
I know the Giants are blitzing. They get to the quarterback and all that. Keep him in there. Make him throw from the pocket. That will be huge to do. And if you start blitzing them too much, I would not say do it because of those wide receivers they have are the real deal. Devontae Smith, you know, I think about this every time the Eagles play the Giants. The Giants were going to draft him, and the Eagles moved one spot ahead of him and took him. And, you know, I think he's a star, along with A.J. Brown. So if you play them one-on-one, the Giants will lose the football game if they try it too much.
Hey, the other thing, too, it's a Saquon Barkley revenge game. Let's face that. You know, there's going to be a big storyline going into this game. And I would imagine if there's anybody more I can't imagine anybody would be more motivated than Saquon would be coming home here to play in front of the Giant fans.
I will say this. I was watching the Eagles yesterday. Just so let me get ready for this game on Sunday. With you, me, and Jerry Recco, and the big guy there down on the sidelines. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. But Saquon Barkley, let me see how I phrase this. He looked really fast on tape. Okay?
Yeah,
that's all I can say. If he gets a shot, look out. I mean, he might pull both hamstrings running so fast down the sideline or whatever. But he does look healthy, impressive. And you have to be careful when he's in the game to make sure he doesn't get that open running lane to take off. So it'll be a tough task for the Giants, but they can do it. But the big thing is, and when you keep Jalen Hurts in the pocket, their offense, I think, is very limited. And that'll be a big part of the game this week.
Phil, before you go, I have a protocol question for Sunday.
Uh-oh.
For all the years that you were there calling the games and you'd be down on the field, I would imagine, you know, hours before the game. You know, did you shake hands? Did you dap up the players that you liked? I mean, like, am I allowed to do that? Because I know some of the Giants. I like the Giants. We've interviewed them. But, like, A.J. Brown's a guy I love in the league. Can I go up to A.J. Brown and, like, give him a pound and dap him up as a national sideline reporter? Is that allowed?
Absolutely. Sure. That's part of it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You want to do that because when you befriend them, they might tell you something that's really good for the football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, get them, make them relax a little bit. You know, you're good at that.
Oh, yeah. I get relaxed every morning.
Yeah. You know, maybe what we could do is call up Evan Washburn and ask him for some tips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, but he's just a beautiful man, so it's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
We
call him the hair. You know, that's it. I've never seen that hair move. It was a tornado. He's on the sideline, doesn't move. But, yeah, you know, that's the great thing about doing. I love going down on the field just to say hi to the coaches and players, and it'll be I think you'll be surprised at how much you might learn about the game and what they're thinking. You know, people want to talk, and That'll be your job to make them talk a little to you.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait. It's going to be tremendous. Compass Media Networks, Jerry Boomer and Phil in the booth, me on the sidelines. Phil, thanks as always. We'll see you Sunday. Obviously, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. All the best.
Okay. Phil. Phil. Yeah, Phil. Say it, Jill.
Phil.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You sound
like you're from the South when you say it. I like that. So.
Yeah, of course.
I'd do it. Gosh, I'd do it.
I'll take you down to Kentucky and introduce you to some of my brothers. How's that?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. See you. That's Phil Sims of the Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Whole food supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.